Day 76. Numbers 26, 1 through 51. After the plague had ended, the Lord said to Moses and to Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, "Take a census of all the men of Israel who are 20 years old and older, to find out how many of each family are of military age." At that time, the entire nation of Israel was camped in the plains of Moab, beside the Jordan River across from Jericho. So Moses and Eleazar the priest issued the census instructions to the leaders of Israel. "Count all the men of Israel 20 years old and older, just as the Lord commanded Moses. This is the census record of all the descendants of Israel who came out of Egypt." These were the clans descended from Reuben, Jacob's oldest son. The Hanakite clan, named after his ancestor Hanak. The Paluite clan, named after its ancestor Palu. The Hezronite clan, named after its ancestor Hezron. The Carmite clan, named after its ancestors Carmi. The men from all the clans of Reuben numbered 43,730. Palu was the ancestor of Eliab, and Eliab was the father of Nahmuel, Dathan, and Abimram. This Dathan and Abimram are the same community leaders who conspired with Korah against Moses and Aaron, defying the Lord. But the earth opened up and swallowed them with Korah, and 250 of their followers were destroyed that day by fire from the Lord. This served as a warning to the entire nation of Israel. However, the sons of Korah did not die that day. These were the clans descended from the sons of Simeon. The Nimuelite clan, named after its ancestor Nimuel. The Jamanite clan, named after its ancestor Jamin. The Jakinite clan, named after its ancestor Jakin. The Zerahite clan, named after its ancestor Zerah. The Shaulite clan, named after its ancestor Shaul. The men from all the clans of Simeon numbered 22,200. These were the clans descended from the sons of Gad. The Zephonite clan, named after its ancestor Zephon. The Haggite clan, named after its ancestor Haggai. The Shunite clan, named after its ancestor Shuni. The Osnite clan, named after its ancestor Osni. The Erite clan, named after its ancestor Eri. The Erudite clan, named after its ancestor Erudi. The Erilite clan, named after its ancestor Erli. The men from all the clans of Gad numbered 40,500. Judah had two sons, Ur and Onan, who had died in the land of Canaan. But the following clans descended from Judah's surviving sons. The Shilonite clan, named after its ancestor Shelah. The Perizzite clan, named after its ancestor Perez. The Zerahite clan, named after its ancestor Zerah. These were the sub-clans descended from the Perizzites. The Hezronite clan, named after its ancestor Hezron. The Hamulite, named after their ancestor Hamul. The men from all the clans of Judah numbered 76,500. These were the clans descended from the sons of Issachar. The Tolaite clan, named after its ancestor Tola. The Puite clan, named after its ancestor Pu. The Jashubite clan, named after its ancestor Jashub. The Shimronite clan, named after its ancestor Shimron. Men from all the clans of Issachar numbered 64,300. These were the clans descended from the sons of Zebulun. The Seredite clan, named after its ancestor Sered. The Elonite clan, named after its ancestor Elon. The Jaleelite clan, named after its ancestor Jaleel. The men from all the clans of Zebulun numbered 60,500. Two clans were descended from Joseph, through Manasseh and Ephraim. These were the clans descended from Manasseh. The Machrite clan, named after its ancestor Machir. The Gilead clan, named after its ancestor Gilead, Machir's son. These were the subclans descended from the Gileadites. The Ezraelites, named after their ancestor, Elzer. The Helkite clans, named after their ancestor, Helk. The Asrielites, named after their ancestors, Asriel. The Shemachmites, named after their ancestor, Shechem. The Shemidites, named after their ancestor, Shemida. The Hepherites, named after their ancestor, Hepher. Hepher's son, Zelophehad, had no sons, but his daughters' names were Mahlil, Noah, Hogla, Michal, and Tirzah. The men from all the clans of Manasseh numbered 52,700. These are the clans descended from the sons of Ephraim. The Shushlite clan, named after its ancestor, Shushlia. The Becherlite clan, named after its ancestor, Becher. The Tahanite clan, named after its ancestor, Taham. This was the subclan descended from the Shushlites. The Aaronites, named after their ancestor, Aram. The men from the clans of Ephraim numbered 32,500. These clans of Manasseh and Ephraim were all descendants of Joseph. These were the clans descended from the sons of Benjamin. The Belaite clan, named after its ancestor Bela. The Ashbelite clan, named after its ancestor Ashbel. The Ahiramite clan, named after its ancestor Ahiram. The Shuafamite clan, named after its ancestor Shuafam. The Hephamite clan, named after its ancestor Hepham. These were the subclans descended from the Belaites. The Ardites, named after their ancestor Ard. The Naamites, named after their ancestor Naaman. The men from all the clans of Benjamin numbered 45,600. These were the clans descended from the sons of Dan. The Shuphamite clan, named after its ancestor Shuham. All the clans of Dan were Shuphamite clans, and the men from these clans numbered 64,400. These were the clans descended from the sons of Asher. The Imnite clan, named after its ancestor Imnah. The Ishvite clan, named after its ancestor Ishvi. The Beerite clan, named after its ancestor Bera. These were the subclans descended from the Beerites. The Heberites, named after their ancestor Heber. The Malkielites, named after their ancestor Malkiel. Asher was also a daughter named Sarah. The men from all the clans of Asher numbered 53,400. These were the clans descended from the sons of Naphtali. The Jazeelites clan, named after its ancestor Jazeel. The Gunite clan, named after its ancestor Guni. The Zerite clan, named after its ancestor Zerah, Zerir. The Shilamite clan, named after its ancestor Shalem. The men of all the clans of Naphtali numbered 45,400. So the total number of Israelite men counted in the census numbered 601,730. Luke 2:36-52. Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. She was the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher and was very old. She was a widow, for her husband had died when they had been married for only 7 years. She was now 84 years old. She never left the temple but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. She came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God. She talked about Jesus to everyone who had been waiting for the promised king to come and deliver Jerusalem. When Jesus' parents had fulfilled all the requirements of the law of the Lord, they returned home to Nazareth in Galilee. There the child grew up healthy and strong. He was filled with wisdom beyond his years, and God placed his special favor upon him. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual. After the celebration was over, they started home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't miss him at first, but they assumed he was with friends among the other travelers. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, they finally discovered him. He was in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, discussing deep questions with them, and all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. His parents didn't know what to think. "Son," his mother said to him, "why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere." "But why did you need to search?" he asked. "You should have known that I would be in my father's house." But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, and his mother stored all these things in her heart. So Jesus grew both in height and in wisdom, and he was loved by God and by all who knew him. Psalm 60, 1 through 12. You have rejected us, O God, and broken our defenses. You have been angry with us. Now restore us to your favor. You have shaken our land and split it open. Seal the cracks before it completely collapses. You have been very hard on us, making us drink wine that sent us reeling. But you have raised a banner for those who honor you, a rally point in the face of attack. Use your strong right arm to save us and rescue your beloved people. God has promised this by his holiness. I will divide up Shechem with joy. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim will produce my warriors, and Judah will produce my kings. Moab will become my lowly servant, and Edom will be my slave. I will shout in triumph over the Philistines. But who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will bring me victory over Edom? Have you rejected us, O God? Will you no longer march with our enemies? Oh, please help us against our enemies, for all human help is useless. With God's help, we will do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. Proverbs 11, verse 15. Guaranteeing a loan for a stranger is dangerous. It is better to refuse than to suffer later.